If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
A reminder, if you're looking for a place to fix your Apple products, you can find that here at Lincoln at Computer Hardware. 45 years of business, computer hardware in Lincoln, Kearney, Hastings, and GI. Trip and the team can fix watches, computers, phones, and more. You can also buy products there as well.
Think they'll be around for 46 years?
I would think so. More than that.
I would think so. You got that right.
Nebraska's Apple Store.
No reason they haven't been around for 200 years. Early wasn't Apple
computers
back then in the 1800s. Yeah. Yes.
No. Nebraska's Apple Store is computer hardware in Lincoln, just south of 70th. And on Fridays, we do a lot of things. We do the roll call. We do Agent Grace. We also do, toward the end of the show, a thing we call FSPs.
If you do the show,
that means field storming possibilities in college football. And Bill, do you have a couple that stand out to you this weekend?
We have some that stand out. Not sure how they're all going to play out, but Indiana at Penn State. Penn State's probably, I honestly think that crowd will be somewhat decent. I really do. I think the crowd will kind of show up. But if they win that, with Google Me, Penn State is storming. 100%
agree.
Storm. They will storm that. Here's one that could be crazy if it happened. Georgia at Mississippi State. Georgia, Mississippi State. 100% Mississippi State is rolling. And Mississippi State, they've hung in there.
They're not a bad team.
They had Texas beat, basically. Give up a punt return
17.
For a touchdown. Give up 17 in the last 10 minutes of the game, like that. I think BYU at Texas Tech. It's 8-7. I think BYU's 7. Texas Tech is 8. I can see that being a storm. I can see, because that fan base is going to be just
up.
Amped up. Now, it has become somewhat of a wild ending. This one would be tough. Ohio State at Purdue, but they would storm 100%. Now, they're not the same team because Purdue has beat Ohio State when they were ranked number one before. That's not the same teams matching up, but they would definitely do it. Texas A&M at Missouri, 100%. That's a storm. And crazy things can happen. Crazy things happen. Missouri's got a young quarterback playing. Think about this. When you talk about Latif playing, they're on quarterback number three. They're on quarterback three. That's craziness. Oregon at Iowa. Epic field storming.
Does Iowa ever storm?
I don't know. But I think they storm on this one.
Though.
I think they storm this one. Washington ranked at Wisconsin could also be a storming.
Yes.
Again, it won't be. I always look for the most is if it's a ramped up crowd. So Iowa and Oregon ramped up. A&M Missouri ramped up. BYU Texas Tech ramped up. Georgia Mississippi State, they'll have it, Phil. They'll be into it. If the game stays somewhat close at halftime, they'll just go nuts. But there are some games that are really, really amped up, and you want to see that. And also Iowa, the way the stands are, not hard to get out.
Okay.
It's not a big drop.
All right.
Like I said, when you're talking to your players, the Iowa fans are right behind you. They could jump over the rail with it, just like boom, and they're on the field. So it's not a tough one. Like the other day at
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak. For your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SMU, they were dropping down. It was like, oh, we're going to see snapped ankles here. I guarantee you there was people like that. It's like, yeah, did you get hurt? Yeah, rolled an ankle. Bad.
Knee pain and ankle pain.
All the stuff. So FSPs are fun to watch, though. I love seeing when those things have possibilities.
Is there one of those, Bill, you think is the most likely to happen?
The one that I think would be the most likely to happen, I think Tech beats BYU.
Yep.
And I think that Iowa has a great shot at Oregon. Oregon at Iowa. But I think they have a great shot. That game's going to be... But I did like what I think it was Lee was the one who said that when you have those explosive players, it is tough to grind out wins because you have those 12 play drives, 30, that's what's going to take us to score. If it's going to take Iowa, hey, we got to hold on to her. If we need 12 plays to get down there, so many things can go wrong. Jump off sides, do one little thing to get off track. So that makes it difficult for them. But I would say this would be as electric of a crowd that they'll ever be in that stadium.
Oregon's offense has been good this year, but I go back to the last game they played. Again, not great weather against Wisconsin, but that was 21-7 against a very
horrible weather,
very
but still
poor
21-7.
Wisconsin team.
Still 21-7. I mean, it was. And then they scored 20 against Indiana,
now,
right? 30-20.
They did blow out Rutgers on the road, 56-10. But yeah, otherwise.
That counts for nothing.
Right.
But also, on the it was 30-20, right?
30-20,
well,
yep.
Well, one of those scores was pick six.
Yes, it
so
was.
So they scored 13 on offense against Indiana.
It's just their offense does not – it's still good. It doesn't seem quite as explosive as what you expect or what you've seen from Oregon in past years, my opinion.
So it's interesting. That's a and if Iowa wins – put up the rest of Iowa's schedule.
I got you.
If Iowa
Iowa's
wins,
got a tough
if
schedule.
If Iowa wins this, they're going to the playoffs.
Well, they
– if
I would say they would deserve it. So Iowa, if they win, would be 7-2 with the win over Oregon, and then they head to USC, which is not an easy game.
So the point is, though, easily if they win out, they're in.
Oh, slam dunk. Yes, because their November schedule, that 100%. Then they will host Michigan State, who's struggling, and then they're at Nebraska, which, again, that's not a given win here.
But it's a winning team.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yes, they're a slam dunk in. There's no doubt about that. And they match up okay against USC, and also might be the kind of break they kind of like. Like getting out of Iowa for a little bit. Let's go out to California and let's play some football.
Well, and I know Iowa State started to scuffle, but like the two losses, Iowa State and Indiana, are pretty good losses.
Yeah.
Even though they've lost four straight games.
Yeah, Iowa State was a tough one, but Indiana, number two.
And that's not going to hurt you.
They basically lost in the last minute of the game.
Lost by five.
They missed a field goal.
Yes.
Put them ahead 16-13.
Yep.
They missed a play, so that's what happened. And just remember, they lost by five because they took a safety from 50 yards. Indiana did. Took it from 50.
I love it. I love the man.
Our man.
He's my guy.
Jake's my favorite. In my era, Jake says, he's it.
Maybe my entire lifetime. I don't know.
Back-to-back years, same record. It's unbelievable.
I was too young to appreciate Tom Osborne. I was six when he retired. So, of course, I know he's great. Nick Saban's great. But, like, in terms of what he's doing at where he's at, he's my favorite coach of my lifetime. Kurt Cignetti.
Last year's Indiana? This year's Indiana. It's beautiful.
I'll never tire of it.
Never tire of it.
When we come back, the spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.